rest of the story. Our United States may not have the century's head start that Europe has in producing the romantic ruins of ancient castles, but we Yanks, we have our ruins, and some romantic ones as well. And if you don't believe me, just listen to the rest of the story. When the automobile put America on wheels in the 1920s, Highway 66 was America's main street. Roadside campgrounds evolved into little villages of frame cabins with steel cots and sometimes indoor plumbing. The more grand establishments had tiny screened porches. Gradually, the barracks-like cabins became fancier. Some were designed like teepees or sombreros or taco stands. And then there was the Coral Court Motel, and it was something else. Where 66 bypassed St. Louis on the west, the Coral Court was on the north side. A lawnscaped driveway led to a gated entrance, the only access to 74 honey-colored tile bungalows, each with attached garage. The attached garages were for privacy. You see, the Coral Court had a deliciously naughty reputation. Cars entering would be directed to a specific bungalow, depending on whether the guests were spending less or more than 4 hours. Weekend evenings, it was not unusual to see dozens of cars circling, waiting for an opening. More than just another no-tell motel, the Coral Court had a veneer of refinement. Rooms had glass ashtrays and chenille bedspreads. The owner and builder, John Carr, had a frayed reputation. Once village treasurer, he also owned a midtown brothel, and his underworld connections were such that criminals in hiding were sometimes accommodated at the Coral Court. But mostly the streamlined glass brick and lavatory tile bungalows were noted for the liberal guest policy and the notable absence of police surveillance. An unsentimental search of history reveals that Coral Court room keys were once so coveted that St. Louis curio shops sold counterfeit keys, while originals commanded a handsome price. Today, half a century later, Coral Court behind its locked gates is decaying. The lawns have gone to weeds. Inevitably, the 8 acres on Watson Road lured developers who were prepared to wreck what's left of the Coral Court bungalows and build a shopping center. But suddenly, from the surrounding area came a chorus of resistance. Tear down the Coral Court? Never! Now, there's no known connection, but old-timers snicker that half of the first-born babies in South County were conceived in the Coral Court. But anyway, the resistance mobilized, lawyers were hired, lawyers got architects to make an official professional pronouncement that the ramshackle buildings, which once comprised the Coral Court Motel, offered, quote, the finest example of Depression-streamlined modern architecture. Yes, I do mean to say that today, any would-be developers are promptly advised, sorry, gentlemen, but the infamous No-Tell Motel is on the National Register of Historic Buildings, and sure enough, it is. And now you know the rest of the story.